More than anything else, it's the dripping that really bothers me.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Let's kick it off then. Kick it, DJ.
Booty shaking.
Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Yeah. wiggle. That's so stupid.
It sticks in your head, and that's why
that
it's
could be
popular.
One of the worst songs ever.
No.
What's worse?
Oh, Call Me Maybe.
Oh yeah, it's definitely worse. All right, well, we're here. Good morning. It is Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
It is Oh, we got to do the. Let me kick back a little bit. Good morning, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your chubby leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Why are you giving me that look?
You're not chubby.
I'm really chubby. I'm not as bad as I was yesterday, because yesterday you gave me fiber pills, and I...
Wow. And hello, world.
I pooped like a racehorse all day long yesterday. I almost pooped in my pants. One time, I think I sharted. I think at some point, I...
That's why all the candles in the house are going. I understand now. That's disgusting.
You may
need to sleep on the couch tonight.
You know what a shard is?
Yes, let's not go into detail. Yeah. If you don't know what it is, Google.
Google, bitches! Those pills are powerful. How do you do that? You take 8 or 9 of those a day.
Stop talking! Oh my god!
Do you have to light candles at your cubicle at work? What do you do? How do you? Are you ever afraid you're just gonna?
Are you trying to break up with me?
No, I'm just asking you questions about what are the name of those pills, the toxic poop makers or whatever the.
They're colon cleanse.
Yo, boy, do they. It's like...
You're stuck with me now. No one's ever going to want to date me. Ever again. Wow.
I think
he just proposed.
I have never taken a pill that made me question whether I should walk or not. One wrong move, and you're like, oh, I need to go check my pants. Have you had one of those at work yet?
No, I have not. Your body must react differently.
I only took like 4 of them, and you take 15 a night.
I did not. Wow. I take all my vitamins. I take my fish oil, my vitamin D, my calcium.
Right.
And then some fiber.
And then you give me those toxic turd pills and... Farts aren't supposed to have a lump in them, are they?
Wow.
Excuse me for a second. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm back. Oh, it's all good. What? It's Friday the 13th.
So let's just talk about everything. I cannot believe you just did that.
Well,
wow.
You know me.
I do know you.
I'll talk about anything. I don't care.
Yeah, let's do that.
These are all like our best friends out here. Brian B., he'll probably text you and say, you all right?
Yeah, I just went over how to listen to a podcast with one of my coworkers. She wasn't sure. She's like, what is this podcast you talk of? What is a podcast? How do you listen to it? So we showed her, and now she's going to start listening, and I bet this will be her first one. And
wow, she'll come in and go, how you feeling?
Yeah.
Did you poop last night?
Oh, my gosh.
So what'd you show her how to do a podcast? How to download it or just click on it?
Yeah, click it. And hit play.
Is she listening through Podbean, or does she want to do the iTunes version?
She clicked on the link through Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's so many ways to listen to this podcast.
I know. There's Podbean.com. There's Earwolf.com. There is iTunes. You can download or listen. I didn't know this. You can actually listen right on iTunes.
Yeah.
So that makes it even easier. Just click play.
That's how I used to listen to podcasts I would listen to.
I think a lot of people have been afraid of the pod. Like your friend. I don't know how a podcast works.
You know, what is it? Saying, do I have to pay?
Yeah. What do I have to do? You don't have to do anything. It is free.
You hit play.
You hit play and you hear all about...
colon cleanse pills. Yay!
Dookie!
Or I listen to Jillian Michaels' podcast from time to time.
Traitor? What does she do?
You have random stuff. Like the latest one is about... it was entitled Forgive Your Parents, and she was talking about being a mom because she just recently adopted a child, and then her partner had a child.
Her partner.
Yes. Yeah. And so talking about, you know, the challenges, because everyone's like, oh, you're going to be a great mom, and she's like, no one's a great mom. You just do your stuff, and you're going to mess up. It's just saying that you can't be perfect.
No, but I think that's looking for an excuse. I think that's because I'm pretty sure my mom... I have to give her great mom credit because there was a lot of great mom. And I think people just don't want to be moms, so they give themselves the excuse to not have to do it. You know, right. Oh, don't worry, you're going to screw up. So, but instead of being like, I will be the best mom I can be, you know, go in it with that attitude. Like,
right.
I will be the best. I will do the best. Not just, you know what, we're all going to screw up. So let's just forgive ourselves now and just don't worry about it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I see both sides.
Because it sounds like just she wants to, you know, have the cake and eat it, too. I was listening to terrestrial radio, you know, land over the airwaves radio this afternoon.
Okay.
And they were talking about the stay-home, like stay-home moms compared to people that don't. And this one lady called up and she said, like, I can't do it. It would drive me crazy. There's no way I could stay home with my kids. And I'm just like, boy, things have, I mean, they've really changed. That's all you, that's kind of what you did. You knew that that's what you were going to be. I will be the best mom possible, you know?
That's how one of my other coworkers, we were actually talking about this today. I don't know what brought us onto the topic, but we were talking about that, and she's like, you know, after high school I had no motivation to go to college because I wanted to be a mom. And I think there are some people like that still.
Yeah, but don't you think the media is sort of brainwashing women not
get
to
out
do
there
that?
Be get, social and then also have your kids at home but have someone else raise
them for you, you know?
But just, you could still call yourself mom,
right? Because you gave the, and now they're not even birthing the babies. They're
right. Just, surrogates, yeah, adoption.
Whatever it takes, and then somebody else raises them. I always thought it was weird to put your child in daycare because you leave your child with somebody you wouldn't leave your wallet or purse with.
Ooh.
You know, that's really what I always thought. I was like here, kind of program this child. Because you and I were talking the other day about how babies are just empty computers. You know,
yeah,
when they're born,
amazing.
They're an empty hard drive. They know nothing. It is your job to program that human computer. So you could really, you know, fuck up a kid by just, you know.
Look at the world. It's happened a lot.
Yeah. You know, you could just point at an airplane and go, spatula. You know what I mean? Just you feed in the information. You could point at the cat
that
and go, dinosaur.
That could be an awesome movie.
That
about
you just,
some jerk off raising a kid.
Just totally
not,
wrong.
Yeah.
Just totally wrong.
And then as an adult, he's like eating with a spoon, calling in a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah. I can't keep my peas on my helicopter. Why does the dinosaur keep looking at me? Yeah, that's a cat. No, it's not. My daddy's has a dinosaur. You know, that's
right.
You could really jack up a kid.
Right.
And I think that's what's happening now. A lot of people are really jacking up their kids instead of staying home. You know what? I don't remember as a kid, and you see this now, is counselors will be available at the school. You know, and something happens, like, you know, there's a car wreck or somebody gets killed
but
or something.
You didn't have that?
No, we didn't have, you know, there was just, your parents talked to you. You had a, they were your counselors. They were your pastor talked to you. But we didn't have, you know, the counselors will be standing by at the school this afternoon. For what? To tell me, same thing my mom would tell me, only I got to listen to your psycho babble.
Right. I remember something happening when I was in junior high where it affected us. And I remember sitting in the gym with everybody in the school all day and it being sad. And then they said if we needed to talk to anybody, we could.
There would be somebody here to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah. But a small town, you know, it was like
earth-shattering.
Earth-shattering. Yeah.
I can see that if something happened, but you know, but really, you should talk to your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what dinner time was for, too. You sat down at dinner and like, how was your day? You know, and you kind of go, that sucked. They teased me at school. Well, don't worry about it. You're going to be brilliant, and they're going to live in a trailer. You know, that's the kind of that what your parents would tell
you. And then
you
go to school and you like, say, I'm going to be brilliant, and you're going to live in a trailer. And then they step you in a locker.
Yeah. And then you go, I'm going to meet you after school behind the building. And then you get in a fight. And then it was okay. But now there'd be zero tolerance. And then you'd both be suspended.
You'd probably get a felony.
Yeah. And then you'd be out of school. And you'd get on your permanent record that you were a felon for starting a fight. And
at the age
of
12.
Your life would be ruined by a four-year teenager.
Crazy.
See what we've done with society? We have fixed today's ills right there.
There you go.
Don't have kids unless you intend to stay home and raise them.
Right.
I don't know. That's so chauvinist. What's such
chauvinist
attitude?
You brought us a lady. The lady came out today.
I have to bring her out every once in a while because she's the other side.
We should name her.
Huh?
We should name her.
Bitchy lady. I don't know. I should give her a name, though. She's like the what's the word I'm looking for? Not
conscience.
Yeah, conscience.
Yeah.
The other side. Like, no, you shouldn't do that. That is so wrong. You're just so mean-spirited, Mudflap.
I love how she says your name.
Girl, I used to get those emails and calls and stuff.
And that's
Mudflap,
voice.
I can't believe what you said on the air today. I was really offended when you talked about, you know.
Crazy.
You offend everybody. That's something that I learned and got over really early with stand-up, is mm-hmm. that you offend somebody every time. And if you worry about it, you're just going to probably not say anything worth a damn.
Right.
Because you could make a joke about a rocking chair, and somebody would call the radio station, I can't believe you made a joke about a rocking chair. You wouldn't joke about that if you ever found your cat dead in a rocking chair. Like, what? Where did that come from?
Close your ears, Pooh Bear.
You know what I mean? It's that kind of connection that people put together, and you're like, you know what? You're probably the only person that's ever happened to, and you're just overly sensitive, but you're going to call and complain and get everybody in trouble.
Right. Those people don't have any lives.
No.
Call and, yeah.
Those and the prize pigs. You did radio, so you
know. I know.
You know the prize pigs.
I know. All hours of the day.
All hours.
Like, did you say something? You're giving away something?
I heard something about a ticket. Did you say call
no,
now?
No, they're giving that away in 2 days.
Yeah.
I was letting you know.
All right. Well, can you go ahead and give it to me while I'm on the while I'm here? Why don't you go ahead and just give it to me?
Right. Put my name in there.
Can you put? Look, nobody will know. Just give it to me.
Yeah.
Those people.
Yep. But when you can get something for free,
do it. I'm all about that too.
But
it's the same people. You learn those people.
My grandmother was one of those people.
Oh, was she? Just sit by the radio?
Yeah, that's all she did all day. She didn't watch TV. She would sit in her chair, cross stitch and crochet, and listen to the radio.
And you didn't learn either one of those much needed skills? You can't crochet or knit?
I can knit. I can't knit well, but I can knit. I can knit a scarf.
Just a long. What are you making? I'm making a scarf big enough for the entire town.
My grandmother was so talented. She made me. This was funny. She made a baby these booties, like that go on your feet, baby booties, and I was like, those look so comfy. So for my birthday, I had size 8 baby booties.
She made them.
Yes.
You have a size 8 foot.
Okay, what?
Size 8? You're like Blondzilla.
No way. That's only me in the morning.
Oh, no, that's after the colon pills.
But anyway, she used to sit around doing these tasks and listening to the radio, and she'd use my name and my information, and then you'd have to wait 30 days to win again with that name. So then she'd use her name, or she'd use my brother's name.
She really was a prize pick.
Yep.
Because that's what they try to do is get away with somebody else's social security number, or my husband's or my son's. Or the,
growing up with that, I understand. Yeah, they're out there. And I told my grandmother many
there's people
times.
That sit and have like four or five radios that actually have them on other stations.
Whoa.
Yeah, you haven't heard about that?
No.
Because I read an article and saw a picture. There was these people that just sit there with radios because they're listening to such as they, you know, because every station announces, starting Monday, we'll be giving away a new car. Starting Monday, tickets will be available. So they've just got the radios going, and that's how they sort of make a living. It's kind of like those coupon people.
You know, coupon people are smart.
They are? Yes. You watched that show for a while.
And then I tried to do it, and it is high maintenance stuff.
You didn't make it very long.
No, it's you were high maintenance stuff.
You were cutting the coupons, but then you didn't know if you needed to buy 12 of something to get the fourth one, or...
And who needs 12 bottles of apple juice or what? I don't even remember.
This could be
a
whole... This studio basement could be just like a stocked food from that show. You could have 800 rolls of toilet paper, and you got half of them free, and then there's cereal.
Yeah.
They did that on the Two Broke Girls. Remember that?
Yeah.
They tried to do that. That's a show that you do like now.
I love Two Broke Girls. It makes me want to eat a cupcake every time because they make cupcakes.
It makes
their
me want
side
to
job.
Go to a diner.
Oh,
every time
yeah.
I see that show, it kind of makes me think, I want to go to just a Greasy Spoon diner and have meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
That's what you get at a good diner. At
you
a greasy
get a good,
diner.
Good cheeseburger.
Good cheeseburger.
And french fries.
Mm-hmm. You make a pretty good meatloaf.
Thanks.
Or you did the time you made it.
Yeah. We try not to eat much.
You
these
made.
Days.
Did you make three of them at one time?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
The recipe was a little too big. Bigger than I had anticipated. I'm not good at that. Like, I'll follow a recipe to the point.
Uh-huh.
And that I don't realize that it says it serves 100. Well, I don't know. I don't know why it called for 12 bags of flour.
Can't you just do the math down to 4?
Yeah, I could.
Or you just don't start that way. You just kind of, I just made the recipe.
Well, that time was a little different.
The meatloaf?
Yeah.
It was really good, but you did have, used three pans.
It was because the recipe called for one egg. And I'm like, I knew it was going to make a lot, but how are you going to separate an egg into like a half? Or what if you don't get enough of the yolk? Or I stressed out, so I said, F it.
I bet. You said what? You used the F word?
No, I said
E-F-F. Oh, F
I-T.
It. So one egg and all of that, I bet you could have skipped.
No.
I bet so. If it made three meatloafs, I bet you that egg...
Well, I tried calling Martha Stewart, but she wouldn't take my call.
Is she your woman when it comes to the household?
Well, now that Paula Deen's out of good graces, yeah.
Well, she was just cooking.
I've heard some crazy stories.
About Paula?
Yeah.
She was a sex maniac?
Yeah, one of the local DJs here was talking about it on the radio, and I was like,
hey, y'all! Stick it in my butt!
She just drinks a lot, and she's crazy, and that's not what I want behind my food.
No. You want Martha Stewart.
I know she was in jail, but she paid her price.
Oh, I know, but she knows how to cook and clean and decorate
and act.
She is the, you know, the total package. If I was single, I would just be all over Martha Stewart. I don't care if she is 85. What's that look for?
She's not 85.
I don't know how old she is. How old is she?
I'm Googling.
She's been around quite a while, though.
She's not 85.
No, she's probably 80.
But I don't anyway, think she, no. You would go for that?
No, I just that she would be the kind of person that could cook, clean, you know, bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan.
Take care of you.
Yeah.
Knit you a blanket.
I bet she
was born in 1941.
That makes her how old? I don't know if I could do math. I wouldn't make three meatloaves, damn it. I would know how to divide an egg by three.
You're 70 something.
See? I was right.
Wow.
I didn't mean
she's 70.
Is she?
Because she's going to be 71. I did not even think she was that old. I was going to guess like 50. She looks good for 71.
She does, because she was on the Two Broke Girls, and she looked all right. I hit that.
Did anyone else just stop and stare at the radio like WT?
Did he say I'd hit that right in front of her? I did. I didn't mean I would. I just said I... I know that's wrong, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But see, I'm supposed to be open and...
No, we do not have an open relationship.
Oh, and I don't mean like open like that. I mean open about anything we could talk about and not
right.
like filter and just say it. And people.
So when I'm like, oh, I'd hit Matthew McConaughey. Can I hit? I'm a girl. Do girls hit guys? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I think they do. I think that girls hit that.
She was pretty. We're looking at a picture of Martha Stewart when she was younger.
Yeah, she's like in her 20s or something there. She was kind of hot. Was she a model?
I don't know. I don't know what that picture's from.
Hmm.
Modeling picture, yes.
I was right. All right, well, let's get to you have some news today? Do you have some new real news, like hot news, like fresh off the presses, like this has been tweeted
smells,
to you?
Yep, like hot news.
All right, let me do your theme song. Do-do-do. And here's Miss Thang with the news.
No, all things considered.
Oh, yeah. I got it. And here's Miss Thang with all things considered.
Forgive him, it's Friday.
I am.
All right. From TheBoot.com, Miranda Lambert announced last week that she had to cancel or postpone a few shows since she's under doctor's orders to get vocal rest. Very sad.
Yeah. She's partying too hard.
She's my BFF. She just doesn't know it, and I'm feeling really bad for her. Now it seems that the songstress will be forced to extend her time away from the stage a little bit longer. She came out and said, I'm so sorry to disappoint the fans that have already bought tickets to see me. I'm taking care of my voice, and I can't wait to get back on the road again and bring you a hell of a show. Miranda's next scheduled show is July 26th. Have you ever had to do that?
Vocal rest?
Be quiet for a while?
Yes. I lost my voice a couple times. I had laryngitis and was not allowed to talk. And you just had to write stuff down or point at it. It annoys people around you.
Right.
Because if they don't know, and you're like, what? I can't talk. What? I can't talk. You know.
Well, let's keep Miranda in our thoughts and prayers.
Okay.
All right. Dark Knight Rises marks Christopher Nolan's graduation from telling Batman stories, but Nolan's already fantasizing about a Batman spinoff focusing on Catwoman.
Oh, no.
Yep. Anne Hathaway plays Catwoman in the Dark Knight series, and Nolan would love to see her continue the role in the future. For me, Gotham and these characters, I'm done. I've told our story and I'm moving on, he said, but I certainly think she deserves another chance. She's incredible. The Dark Knight Rises is out in theaters on July 20th. It's a very well could set Marvel's The Avengers as the biggest hit of the summer. I'm going to learn to talk one day. It could unset. It could knock him out of the top. Do you really think so, though?
I don't know. The Avengers was so big.
It is really good.
I think Batman would be a better movie if they really used a real Catwoman. Like... a flannel-wearing, no-makeup, man-hating Catwoman.
You don't like the leather cat suit?
Oh, that's nice, but I think it'd be scarier if there was, like, just this creepy Catwoman that unleashes her, like, cat army on the, you know...
Meow!
Go get them, kitties! Meow! Because, you know, we've all seen Catwoman in every movie over and over in the leather suit, but you haven't seen, like, you know, like... Rosie
cat.
O'Donnell as the Catwoman.
Oh,
you go get them, kitties, and eat all the men first.
You rock. All right. We've all had that bad date that seemed to never end. Relief could be on the way with a new app that provides an incoming rescue call. The Bad Date app. Rescue app, which was launched by the dating website eHarmony.com this week, lets users arrange for a call to appear on their iPhone to graciously allow them to bow out if a date isn't going well.
So it would ring, like a fake ring or something?
Yeah, it's a free app and includes several ways to set up a rescue. Users can pick a number from their address book for the call, for example, from their mother or a friend.
Uh-huh.
If the person's picture is stored in the app, it'll appear on the screen as though they are actually calling. And then scripts are available giving the reason for the call, such as a neighbor calling about a leaky pipe, a mother informing that a sister had a baby, or a boss saying he needs help immediately.
So it's real fake calls.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that there's been around for a while the Ring Your Phone app, that it would just, you set a timer and it would ring your phone and you go, what? Oh, okay, bye.
No, this actually makes it sound like a call. Like, they can overhear someone telling you this.
Well, if you really want to get out of a date and do it, why don't you just reach over and go, pull my finger? I'm pretty sure that would end a date right there.
Yep. I think it would. Or talk about colon pills.
Yeah. Boy, you know, I took 19 pills this morning. I don't know if I'm going to be able to...
To what?
Eat. Are you eating bottle caps again?
Mm-hmm. I think that was a grape one.
You were making the sour face as well.
Sorry. All right.
That would end a date too, right there. The sour. Yeah, that face.
Not
right
sexy. That doesn't make you go ooh hubba hubba.
Ooh hubba hubba! I'd hit that sour face.
All right.
Let her have my snack cannon.
Luke Bryan is sorry.
Uh-huh. What'd he do? Oh, yeah, I heard about it. This is the national anthem thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's sorry for pulling a Sarah Palin while singing the national anthem at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game Tuesday night.
What's a Sarah Palin?
Wait for it.
Okay.
The country singer admitted that, yes, he did scribble some of the lyrics on his hand, and okay, he checked his watch too, but only because he cared so deeply. He said that I had a few key words written down to ensure myself that I wouldn't mess up. I just wanted to do my best, he tweeted Wednesday after catching heat for cheating. Luke Bryan sings the national anthem the way I used to take a geometry test, snarked one tweeter. Bryan says he's sorry if he offended anyone with his approach. All square now.
How do you not know the national anthem, though?
Okay, picture yourself. Okay, stop.
Can you see? Okay. Put your hand up your heart. By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched. Uh-oh! Uh-oh! I need my cheat notes! See, that was my impression of...
Oh! He didn't forget the words. He was ensuring that he wouldn't by having the words written on his hand.
All right.
Kelly Pickler was in the stands watching.
She was?
Yeah, she was watching Luke Bryan sing the national anthem on Tuesday night. She wasn't aware of the Drunk on You singer's use of key words, which helped him get through the song. Mm-hmm. She says she understands what Bryan was going through at the All-Star Game and the anxiety that comes from singing in front of millions of television viewers. And can't understand the criticism. Regardless of what you do, there's always going to be people pulling for you, and there's always going to be people that are just mean.
Yeah, especially Kelly Pickler knows that.
Yeah. She sang an equally beautiful version of God Bless America during the game's seventh inning stretch.
There's been a lot of people screwing up the national anthem lately.
Yeah.
And one of our favorites, people we love, even have to, should you bring up their name? Our Texas band. Fans that screwed it up.
Oh, yeah. Let's not bring up that name.
No. But I just think that'd be one of those things that didn't you learn in school and you know all of it? And
I think it's one of those songs
just
where...
Just the nerve.
Yeah. Millions nerves. Of people. This is a packed... I think it was... Wasn't it at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City? A packed Kauffman Stadium.
You know what they ought to do is just make it like karaoke. So, like, at the
I
whole,
think it is.
Like, the words
it?
Are up on the screen so everybody in the stadium is singing along, and
I
it doesn't
it
look
is.
Like you're actually. Is it? Well, that's what they ought to do if they don't.
If it wasn't, I've seen it at games like that.
That's what I think they ought to do right there.
There you go, Luke.
They ought to just put those words up on the sign. You'd be like, "Over the ramparts we watched." See?
Your face when you do that voice is hilarious. Okay, my last story. It's Friday the 13th, and I want to go over 20 weird superstitions that I found.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, because
But first, do you have any superstitions?
I don't I'm really superstitious, but I did have one when I first started doing stand-up that I had to wear the same red tennis shoes on stage.
Kind of like a security blanket?
A security thing. I've heard, you know, people do that, like sports guys have to wear certain things or that deal, but I got over that pretty quick. I know you're not superstitious because you have a black cat.
That's true. I don't have any superstitions. I never have. I have never really excelled at anything either. Maybe that's
Did you ever break a mirror or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? So you got bad luck.
Don't worry.
Is that why you ended up with me?
No.
You broke a mirror and I'm your...
I got pretty dang lucky if you're my...
That's true. That is really true. Thanks for pointing that out.
I think what are your
superstitions?
Number one, a bird in the house is a sign of death.
I've heard that, has happened in this house.
Has anyone died in this house?
I'm not going to tell you.
What?
See, but this is one of those things that makes you wonder, because a bird did get in the house. It came through the open back door.
And then someone died?
The dog did.
Oh. Okay.
So, but
not a person.
No, but is that, ooh, was that a coincidence?
Yes.
Or was it just one of the, did it really mean that? Or
no.
Did these superstitions, because I always wondered that if superstitions, you go, see, I was told 2 years ago that this was going to happen, and it finally did. So is there a time frame on these things? Like, a bird got in the house, and 6 months later, the dog died. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I don't think they're real.
Okay. I was a little worried there. I don't either. But these are kind of funny. A loaf of bread should never be turned upside down after a slice has been cut from it.
Why is that? The flavor drip out?
It doesn't give me reasons. It just gives me the list of superstitions.
Okay. All right.
But you've never heard that one.
No, never heard that one.
Okay. Hang in there. We only got a few left. Number three, never take a broom along when you move. Throw it out and buy a new one. Have you heard that one?
No, never heard that one.
Me either. These are weird ones. If the first butterfly you see in the year is white, you will have good luck all year.
Every butterfly I see is white. Because butterfly the dog...
Oh, I was like, I've never seen a white butterfly. White. Most of the time. Sometimes we got to take care of it.
You better bathe her for good luck.
Yeah. If a black cat walks toward you, it brings good fortune. But if it walks away, it takes the good luck with it.
Mm. But this black cat's always trying to get in our lap. So
yes, she's always walking toward us. Number six, an acorn in the window will keep lightning out. Nope.
Never heard that one at all.
A dog howling at night when someone in the house is sick is a bad omen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Moon Pie howls sometimes. Just
he does.
For
it's
no,
a
for
weird
no reason.
Howl.
Like, oh. Like a hurting kind of, oh.
I'm old. Yes, he's 13. It's bad luck to leave a house through a different door than the one used to come into it. So if you come in the front door, leave from the front door.
What if you come in the front door, but you go out the back door and cut the grass, and then you go around and you come in through the front door because you were cutting the grass and you dropped off the lawnmower in the garage?
I think that's bad luck.
See, I don't understand these at all.
A horseshoe hung in the bedroom will keep the nightmares away.
I've heard that.
I haven't.
And you have to put the horseshoe has to be up, not down.
Right. I didn't know that until recently when we saw a horseshoe hanging the wrong way.
Right.
And you said it was pouring out all
the
luck.
Yeah, the luck comes out if you don't have the horseshoe up.
And if you catch a falling leaf on the first day of autumn, you will not catch a cold all winter.
I'm going to try that.
You know, people actually buy into all of these.
Oh, I know. And the don't walk under a ladder and all that stuff. So everybody today will be looking for some kind of something. You know, sign.
Yeah, and share us. Share your superstitions with us.
They can write us at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com or
pinkbarb27@yahoo.com.
So have a great day. Don't let the superstitions get you. If something does happen, don't read anything into it.
It's just another day.
If a bird flies into your head, it doesn't mean you're going to die.
Right.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't
from.
Either.
So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for hitting play. Find us on iTunes, podbean.com, or Earwolf. You probably listen to one of those right now. But thanks again. Thanks to Perky Jerky for giving us some jerky to give away. I do need to send more of that out. I should do
nom,
a little...
Nom, nom, nom.
I know it's delicious stuff. So, all right, let's end this as we always do. God bless America. And listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, oom bappa, mow, mow. Have a great weekend.
See ya. We bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind